I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. An Iraqi refugee accused of shooting a Colorado Springs police officer last week was in federal custody awaiting deportation in 2016. That's according to the Gazette. The paper says deportation proceedings for Karar al-Kamazi were halted by an immigration judge because the definition of his offense was, quote, unconstitutionally vague. Al-Kamazi pleaded guilty to felony trespassing in February 2014 and was charged with an aggravated felony. He was granted refugee status in 2012. The officer al-Kamazi is accused of shooting. Jem Dizel remains hospitalized in critical condition. A group wanting to reduce restrictions for Colorado politicians that face wealthy opponents is one step closer to making the November ballot. Michael DeJoanna has more.
This year's governor's race is already the most expensive in state history. The main reason is wealthy candidates contributing their own money to their campaigns. Leading the way is businessman Jared Polis. While there are limits on how much money people can give to campaigns, there are no limits on how much candidates can give to themselves. Initiative 173 would suspend state campaign finance restrictions and allow candidates to accept five times the normal limit when another candidate uses $1 million of their own money. On Monday, supporters turned in more than twice the signatures needed to get on the ballot. I'm Michael DeJoanna.
This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.